This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy's out of touch with America, and once again, it's over a national security issue. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, a new poll shows that 81% of America gives thumbs up to President Reagan's Star Wars missile defense program. No wonder your hardline opposition to his plan looks sillier by the day. When Uncle Sam and his allies charge ahead into a new frontier of space-age technology, you're at the back of the pack screaming, "It'll never get off the ground." Now, I know you're no fan of the military, but can't you listen to America just for once? The man on the street knows the score, and he understands the president's idea. Shoot down enemy missiles before they blow us away. Ted, you're reading those liberal Blame America books again. Check out the polls and join President Reagan's bold march into the future in the name of national security.
That's typical of you, Bob. You misrepresented that poll. All it asked was whether people support research on ways to destroy nuclear missiles before they reach the target. Almost everyone says yes to research, Bob, and so do I. But I'm against Star Wars, Bob. The research hasn't been done. Under your defense strategy, Bob, you're saying ready, fire, aim. The vast majority of experts say Star Wars won't work. It will bankrupt the economy, escalate the arms race, and doom arms control. Your poll has another serious flaw, Bob. It was commissioned by a notorious anti-arms control group, which is using that phony question on research to imply false public support for Star Wars. Let's debate Star Wars above board and on the merits, Bob, not on the basis of a slanted poll peddled by your right-wing arms race friends. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the controversial nomination of William Rehnquist to be Chief Justice. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.